How did the name Honey Pot originate?
We had a really hard time coming up with a name, and we really liked that name. It gave us kind of a homey kind of feel.
Yeah.
And also the double meaning, the honey pot, as something that attracts people, that people gather around, you know? And then also we kind of like the little sexy innuendo there, too.
Sure.
three ladies making pies.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I heard the name, and I automatically thought to myself, it sounds like comfort food, right? So, well, your plan worked, I gotta say. But so what are some of the menu items we can look forward to this week at the Honey Pot?
This week we have, we have a raspberry rhubarb pie and a blueberry pie. Both are, all the ingredients that are from Oregon. The raspberries and the blueberries are frozen from when they were in season last year.
Right.
And the rhubarb is from Bend, actually. We have a Jamaican bean pie, which is like a spicy black bean with pumpkin. We have a chicken tarragon, a sinister beef pie. It's been pretty popular. We use 10-barrel sinister dark ale and marinate beef brisket in it and then slow cook it. We always have sausage rolls. It's organic pork sausage rolls.
Those are awesome. I had one of those over the weekend. Very good.
We have a gluten-free quiche every day.
Let's let everybody know where they can find the Honey Pot food truck.
We're located on Franklin downtown. There's an empty lot across from Connecting Point. Our hours are 9 to 7, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m.
TheHoneyPotBakery.com, a good way to get in touch if anybody needs to. Also, they can find you on Facebook under The Honey Pot Bakery, and I have everyone linked to that already. You can find me on Facebook under Robin Fox. Be sure to look up The Honey Pot Bakery, a new addition to Bend and a new addition to the food truck nation that's kind of growing here in town. Local ingredients, local owners, and your local baker. Mary, thank you so much for being on the show this morning.
Thank you very much.